This goes to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-9360. Regarding Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Good Boo, G-O-O-D, like David, B like boy, O-O. Date of birth, 7-6-1956. Dear Miss Jensen, this is a follow-up visit for Deborah with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, primary hyperparathyroidism, and hypertension. Her last visit was December 8th, 2025. She does see Dr. Kripostman for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and he keeps her on Coumadin, anticoagulated for that, keeping the INR between 2 and 3. And she has been doing well with that. She also had a recent CAT scan of the abdomen to follow an adrenal nodule that she's had that is stable currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Chronic edema of the lower extremities is stable. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, Coumadin per INR, misoprolol, 5 milligram daily, and propafenone, P-R-O-P-A, F like Frank, E-N like November, O-N like November, E, 225 milligram 3 times a day. Physical exam, weight is 262 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 78 and regular. Blood pressure, left forearm with large adult cuff, 150/78. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, very distant sounds. Abdomen is obese without ascites. And she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 26, 2026. Creatinine is improved at 1.43. Estimated GFR is 40. Calcium is elevated chronically, 11.0. It fluctuates between 10.6 and 11.0. And intact parathyroid hormone remains elevated at 244.1. Calcium, or sodium, 138, potassium, 4.5, carbon dioxide, 24, albumin, 4, phosphorus, 2.9. Hemoglobin is 13.5, normal white count, and normal platelet levels. We did have a nuclear medicine parathyroid scan done in July of 2025 that hit a increased uptake noted in the right inferior thyroid region, which looked more like a thyroid nodule. The ultrasound didn't see any cystic lesions, but the patient would like to continue to have these labs checked and really doesn't want any aggressive intervention if it is possible. So assessment and plan, one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B with stable creatinine levels, no progression, actually slight improvement. She will continue to have labs checked monthly. Two, hypertension, slightly higher than goal today. She'll continue her maximum dose of lisinopril as well as bisoprolol, and she will be anticoagulated with Coumadin. Dr. Kripostman will manage that. Three, primary hyperparathyroidism with elevated intact parathyroid hormones and the presence of elevated calcium levels. I am going to check a random urine for calcium as well as protein to creatinine ratio with her next monthly labs. We may collect a 24-hour urine for calcium also. If the calcium is high in the urine, we may make a referral to Dr. Sequeira, S-E-Q-U-I-E-R-R-A, for further evaluation. We also could start a trial of Sensipar, S-E-N-S-I-P-A-R, 30 milligram, probably only 3 days a week. But she does have a very sensitive stomach, so that's the biggest side effect of Sensipar is nausea. So she may not tolerate that, but it would be worth a try if she wants to be more conservative and less aggressive. And we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.